Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel again, and it is the weekend. On this weekend episode, I have a guest. This episode is going to be strange because my guest is also my namesake. He was on the podcast in June. Yes, he was on the podcast in June for the My Friends Wanna Share series. And he just finished something very extraordinary. And I was like, oh, you know what, Daniel, I think it's time you come on the podcast and talk about what you just finished. So, Daniel, what's up? How are you doing?
I
can't hear you. This is barely 10 seconds and you have done this.
I don't know where can you hear me? I don't know where that came from.
So I'll ask again, what's up, how are you doing?
I'm fine, I guess.
Yeah, so how's your week been? I usually ask how are you doing on every episode. Okay, I think I'm not asking that, but then nobody responds. So I think it will feel good for you to get a response to that question. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yeah. Coming from the stress, labor stress.
Yeah, honestly. So on this episode, we'll be talking about something. You just finished 50 days of 3D design. Yeah, and I honestly can relate to that because I have been doing something like that since the beginning of the year. So, say you do that, this guy is doing something extraordinary, or doing something that is honestly not easy to do. So, we would be looking at that. We'd be looking at what motivated you to start that challenge. We'd be looking at how it has been for you doing that. So, first question, what motivated you? What inspired you to say, okay, you know what, Daniel, let's do a 50-day challenge. Did you originally decide to do it, make it 50 days?
Yes, actually. Yes, thank you. So, I was scrolling on TikTok one of the days. Then I saw a video of a guy. He was doing a 50-day challenge, but his own was something about going to the gym, working out, reading a book, something like that, so for a 50-day challenge. So I was like, I like this idea. Mm-hmm. So I saved it to my favorite stuff on TikTok.
Right.
Yeah, then just approaching was someone who started in November.
Okay, in October.
So I think August, yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, I'll start something like that on September.
Yeah.
Like 1st of September, but I had no idea what I was actually going to do.
Okay.
Then on the 1st of September, I was like, wait, I do design. So why can't I just do 50 days of design? Yeah. So I'm like, oh yeah, project 50 now. So I was going to start September 1st, but I started September 2nd, and I can't remember why. I think I forgot. I think I forgot. I just started on the 2nd. So I ended yesterday, that's 21st.
So we've been saying design. What aspect of design is it that you do?
What aspect of design? 3D design, or in 3D design, I don't have a particular niche yet. I do mostly environments and just environments, modeling, and just around things. Yeah, I don't have a particular niche yet. Yeah, so
for those of you who have not seen these guys' designs, honestly, there's some of the designs that I'm like, it's so real that you would think, oh, this was actually shot with a camera, but no, it was actually designed using Blender.
Yes.
Yeah, not like Blender for 2x4. I just had to do it. Well, why did they name it Blender? Do you know why?
I have not. Okay, now that I think about it, so in the 3D world, there are different apps for different things. There's ZBrush for modeling, there's Substance Painter for texturing and things like that. So like different apps do different things in 3D space.
Right.
So there's a workflow.
Okay.
But Blender is like everything in one.
Okay. So it combines.
Yeah, it's so like a blend of everything. Yeah, yeah. And it's free. So.
Oh, so that's Blender.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, makes sense. Alright, if there's one thing I know about Strix is that when running Strix, you obviously encounter challenges. You obviously have those moments where you're like, who sent me?
Yeah.
Who sent me? Can I just stop this and everybody will feel like, eh.
Right.
So what challenges did you encounter, if you had any, and how were you able to, you know, move past those challenges?
So first of all, I am terrible at consistency. let me just put that out there. Let me just put that out there.
Yeah.
Because before the whole 50 days thing,
yeah,
I was like, I knew I wasn't doing everything I could. Like, I knew I wasn't giving it my all and doing work as regularly as I should or I could have. So that, you know, one thing I was not motivated to share. So challenges that I faced,
yeah,
I know there was a particular day. I think it was on the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really wanted to give up. I was like, let me just.
You posted. I think that you posted on your WhatsApp. Yeah.
Like, I really just wanted to just stop everything. I'm like, it's 30. At least.
It's a round number.
Like, 1 month. That is, I die something good.
Yeah.
But I think, so how I overcame the challenge, yeah, God strengthened me one first of all. And I think that day, I texted one of my friends. People say,
yeah.
I can mention her name.
Yeah, sure.
So I texted one of my friends, and I was like, yeah, Alpha, I really don't think I can continue this thing at all. Yeah. Then I think she just texted me. Like, we just had a conversation basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have to just push through and just finish the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would not say there was about God strengthened me, like I said before.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but there wasn't really a way I would say do this. Okay. Then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Then you'll be fine now.
Yeah.
I think because I talked to her. Yeah. So it gave me a sort of relief. I still felt down, but it gave me a sort of relief. Yeah. And then I think. This past 2 weeks, between the 40 and now, yeah, like, I think there was a time when between the 30 and now,
yes,
I think around that 40-day mark was when, like, I really felt it, yeah. And if I hadn't been a little bit careful, I don't know how I was careful, but I was a little bit careful, yeah, I would have become, I almost became depressed for a while,
yeah.
Yeah. But thankfully, I didn't. Like, I was just down for some few days, even sometimes this week. So. There was still a struggle. And I would not tell anybody to do 50 days. Please don't.
I have said this on the podcast before that if anyone was going to ask me for an advice on consistency, I'll be like, don't do it.
I beg.
Peace of mind. You don't like it.
I beg you. You must be consistent. At least go at. I don't go at your own pace, but have sense, please.
No, even consistency. To be consistent on its own is a hard thing,
yes.
And I think that's something that a lot of people do not realize. A lot of people do not talk about. Because everybody says, you know, if you want to be good at this, you must be consistent. Like, consistency is being. Do you understand? Do you know what it takes for you to consistently do the same thing every day?
I can remember moments where I would be in a meeting in church.
Yeah.
I'll be like, and some of those days I hadn't started anything at all.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, so in the meeting I have to go home. So, and close meeting like around 7. I'll be home like, I don't want to go to around 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was tired. I just sleep. Like a pig. Daddy, I don't even know how I posted something. But I did. And it happened multiple days. I can remember one particular meeting here that people in the meeting were angry at me. That I was like, behaving like that. In my head, I'm like, see, I'm sorry, I know what I did was terrible. Like, I'm going to tell you that I know what I did was terrible. Yeah. But that day, I think I just came back from somewhere. Yeah, but I think I got it from somewhere and I went straight to church.
Yeah.
So I left that from like before I came from, but like I had to be in the meeting here. Yeah. So I just came back from there, went to church, had the meeting, I was tired in the meeting. And I knew like, I should have apologized to everybody for this thing here.
Yeah.
But I had to, I had to just be there. I started to get there. I go home like 8-ish, 9. I can't even remember. 8-ish, 9. And then I think how to post again.
Yeah.
I was just angry that day. I was like, whoa. I was like, whoa.
No, next.
I beg, sorry. I apologize, please.
Yeah. Because everybody sees the beautiful things. Everybody says, it's doing nice, creative, fire store. Everyone will be hyping your position with that, but then they do not realize that before that thing even came out.
Sometimes
I'm like, let me just sleep first. And sometimes because I recorded at midnight, 11 past 11, I'm like, what am I going to do tomorrow? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, let me just sleep.
Let me just sleep.
And when I wake up, something definitely comes. And honestly, that's just how it has been.
I think one more thing that motivated me were my friends.
Wow.
I think as I said one day on my status, I remember a few times when I was like, I really don't want to do this thing, but I wouldn't want to let people around me down.
Yeah.
I would be like, I just have to push.
Yeah.
Like, I just have to do this thing because the people around me, even though I know they would not be disappointed, they would understand that something was. I just didn't want to let anybody down, per se.
So you see, kids, I have always been saying this: the importance of community cannot be overemphasized.
Have good friends.
Yes, not just any community. It's important. Have good friends. So now, Daniel, 50 days of design has come and it has gone. I don't know if people will be asking, okay, so then what are we going to do now? I don't know if you have asked yourself that question and if you have answered that question, but I'm asking you that on the podcast now. What next?
I'll probably just stop doing daily posts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll probably just try to do weekly posts. And I'll put more effort into the weekly posts because the daily ones, they were basically just, they were good, but they weren't what I would have done if I had multiple days on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so now I'll just try to put out like put time and effort into design.
Yes, once a week.
Yeah, like once a week. Mm. Yeah, so that's basically what's supposed to do next until something else changes. But there will be no, it will be like a challenge or anything. It'll just be once I have something to post, I'll post and I'll try to make it easy.
I want you to ask me what next at the end of the year. Yeah, ask me. Now to ask me that question.
Actually, what next?
For
the podcast.
Like
on an episode.
No, just ask me. Like, ask me now.
What next at the end of the year?
Yeah, I'm going to go on a long break. I'm just. I'm telling everybody now. Like, 1st of January 2023. Anybody, if you see me with laptop, say I want to record.
Please.
See, I'm going to stay away from Audacity. I'm going to stay away from my hosting platform for a long while. I will not be able to go on a vacation, but see this rest. I will rest from podcasting. And I'm going to take a very, very long podcast break at the in 2023. I'm going to take that long break. So you said the next thing for you is to do weekly designs, and you've pretty much said certain things that this podcast holds dear, community, which is one thing, and honestly, that is also something that has kept me going this year. Yes, I won't say I have been the one posting every single day. There were times where, like in the month of June, my friends, 15 of them, handled the podcast. There were also times I had guests who did standalone episodes. Now, imagine if I didn't have that wonderful community.
Yeah.
It would not be, it wouldn't have been easy, but I'm genuinely glad that we are getting to the end of October and we have 2 months. I know when it was February and I was like, okay, 10 more months to go. But now we're in October and I'm saying 2 more months. See, I swear, all those time we used to say, ah, this year is fast. I'm like, yes, please, be fast. You really need to be fast. But honestly, yeah, it has been a really, really wonderful ride this year. I won't even lie. Is this something I want to do again? I cannot answer. But Danny, I would like to thank you for hopping on this episode. Short notice. I literally told him 30 minutes before. I'm like, all right, okay, let's do this. So, you see, importance of good community. Just there. So, very, very good example. So, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
A second time. More design ideas. Because I know how this thing works.
Adblock is impossible.
You just open your laptop and all the ideas just go.
I know, you let me see that wicked as
but then you'll be able to scroll Twitter, you'll be able to watch YouTube videos.
Yay!
And you'll be enjoying yourself.
Yay!
See, let's just end this episode. Because if we talk about idea block, that's even.
I have experience.
Full time experience. I have been splits.
Basically, I had them for like 4 hours. I'm looking at your screen.
Nothing is coming.
I swear.
Wow, man. Thank you once again for coming. Hopefully, we can do this again.
Yep.
Any final words for my fans? Not my fans. For the listeners.
Don't be consistent. They don't listen to me. I'm bad at running.
You may think that's a bad advice, but
I beg you,
honestly,
don't overwork yourself physically. You can't step, but don't overwork yourself.
Honestly, give yourself set realistic goals.
Yeah.
Don't say, Daniel did 1 year of podcasting. Okay, me too. Let's go.
Love and light.
Peace. Ciao. Bye.